Our second lesson that we will be focusing on is in verses number 2 of Galatians. And we'll be looking at verses number 19 and verse number 20. Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 19 and 20. The Bible says, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." It is interesting that in the book of Galatians, that the writer, the Paul, the apostle, was writing to correct the fickleness of the Christians at Galatia. And there were those who were backsliding and following legalized principles that will not allow them to grow according to the Jesus Christ. The Judaizer teachers from Judea, and they were trying to syncretize others to follow their pernicious ways. But the Apostle Paul writes, and note that when he writes to instruct those that are Christians how that they can continue to focus on the divine will of his. I want you to understand that you can do all things in Jesus. I want you to understand that when you died in Jesus Christ through the hearing of the word and the believing and repenting of your sin and putting Christ on in baptism, you died with Jesus. And now all that you have now is wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Note, if you will, the Bible talks about a past accomplishment. When he talks about the past accomplishment, I want you to note that he says, "I through the law, I am dead to the law that I might live to God." It's interesting that the law, the nomos in the Old Testament, could not perfect anybody. But then the idea here, Paul says, "I to the law am dead to the law." Why? That I might live to God. I have a new person that gives me strength. And I want you to understand that you have a new individual that gives you strength to be able to tackle your journey, to be able to give you strength for everything you go to do in the Lord. And then Paul says, when he talks about this past accomplishment, look at the A clause, if you will, in verses number 20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live." With the past accomplishment. The past accomplishment is that when we get in Jesus, past accomplishment is, the Bible said, Paul said, "I am crucified in Christ. Nevertheless, I live." In other words, I am crucified. I died. You see it? I died to Christ. I crucified myself. The word crucified, the word perfect, indeed, it passive. I crucified. I put to death some things. I hung on Calvary. I hung some things just as Jesus did on Calvary. And yet I crucified some things. The word is stus, together with, or crucified together with. When I crucified some things here, I died. Data place of interest. I died and crucified myself with Christ. And when I did that, notice that I was mortified, taken out of what the world had to offer, and I placed myself into Jesus, what he had to offer. I am crucified with the interest of Christ. Now watch what he says. "Nevertheless, deal, yet I do not live." I'm crucified, but I don't live anymore. I live and yet I don't live. I'm living under the power of only Jesus. My aspiration is Jesus. My thoughts are Jesus. Everything that I do is about Jesus. And then when I talk about the past accomplishment, then I want you to understand when I can activate my past accomplishment, then I can recognize my present activity. Now, what's my present activity? The Bible says, "Yet not I, but Christ lives in me." In other words, my activity now, I do not live. Yet not I, but now Christ lives in me. Christ is making my decision. Christ is making everything that I do real easy, because now everything is predicated upon what God makes. And I no longer make the decision. My aspirations now are part of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he says, I don't put my flesh out there. When I die to Jesus Christ, now Jesus Christ makes all of my decisions. When I want to come to church, I don't give it a second thought. God now makes that decision. When I talk about treating people right or wrong, I don't make that thought anymore. Why? Because I crucified myself. God in me now makes that decision. When I talk about smiling, I don't worry about that now, because God makes that decision for me to smile. I'm crucified. So my present activity here is that Christ lives in me. And that's why the word talks about the fact that folk can see Christ in us, because we don't make those decisions anymore, because Christ is moving in us in a dynamic way. And then he says, if you will, after the present activity, he talks about the concept of a perpetual assurance. The Bible says, Christ lived in me, but now the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith. Now I live by faith because of the fact that I have my activity spiritually. And know therefore by perpetual assurance is the fact that my life of faith, I live by the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see the perpetuality there? He loved me and gave himself for me. Assurance. I've been assured. He gave his life for me. I know he gave his life for me. And so therefore I have a new way of living. I have a new thought. I have a new dimension in what I go to do every day in my life. Every day is beautiful. Every day is new. Folk I meet, they don't disturb me now. On my job, they don't disturb me now. Folk can't upset me now. Why? Because God is in control totally in my life. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live now in the flesh, this flesh, I'm still in the flesh, but the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith. Faith is my unique partner. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder. God can reward us for living according to his will. And then the last thing you need to understand now is the fact that you have a permanent adoration. Now, why is it a permanent one? Because I do not frustrate, 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. If righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I don't frustrate that, because God does not frustrate me in vain. And I want you to know you can live your life according to his will. I want you to hang in there, and I want you to stay focused, if you will. God is able. And to the next time, may God bless you.